AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As Washington marks the one-year anniversary of the Capitol riot, President Biden is putting the blame for the riot squarely on his predecessor. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
For the first time in American history,
the president had not just lost an election. He tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power.
President Biden says Donald Trump spurred his backers to attack the Capitol and democracy itself by spinning a big lie that the election was rigged in a bid to ease his ego.
He's not just a former president. He's a defeated former president.
Who continues sowing anger and division, his voice rising inside the Capitol Statuary Hall, which rioters stormed a year ago, the president vowed to stand in the breach.
Not allow no one to place a dagger at the throat of democracy.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
From Florida, former President Donald Trump released a statement claiming President Biden was trying to further divide America, adding, "This political theater is all just a distraction." Most Republicans are expected to keep a low profile today, viewing the focus on the riot has been politicized. The World Health Organization is calling it a tsunami. A record 9.5 million coronavirus cases were tallied around the world over the last week. Dr. Michael Ryan with the WHO says the goal is to get rid of the acute phase.
The virus itself is very unlikely to go away. We've seen its ability to evolve and to stick around, and it will continue to do that. What we would like to see is a situation where the virus settles into a very low-level pattern.
The number of people filing for unemployment benefits rose last week. Federal prosecutors want convicted Boston Marathon bomber Yochar Tsarnaev to use a $1,400 coronavirus stimulus payment he received, as well as other money held in his inmates' trust account to help pay for millions of dollars he was ordered to pay his victims. This is AP News. There are two winning Powerball lottery tickets.
The jackpot was $632 million, one of the largest in Powerball history. The two winning tickets were sold in Sacramento, California, and Wisconsin. The ticket holders could choose the cash option and split $450 million. And there were other big winners, too. 14 other tickets won several million dollars. The winning numbers for the Powerball jackpot drawn Wednesday night were 6, 14, 25, 33, and 46. The Powerball was 17. I'm Rita Foley.
South Korean presidential candidate Lee Jae-myung isn't bald, but he's enjoying the support of many bald voters over his push for government payments for hair loss treatments. Since his proposal was disclosed earlier this week, hair loss has emerged as a hot-button topic ahead of March's presidential vote in South Korea. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.